It's time for Wisconsin Life. Music has a way of bringing people together. Writer Nancy Jorgensen found a community of musicians right in her own neighborhood. In her essay, Creating Music, Creating Community, she reflects on the gift of performing with them.
When I retired from teaching high school choir, I lost my musical community. No more singers on risers, no auditorium full of parents, no colleagues to share conducting duties. I felt like I'd lost my identity. Who would I be if I weren't making music? Weeks passed. Then one summer afternoon, I ran into my neighbors Hal and Jean, both musicians. When I discovered they needed an accompanist, we forged a musical partnership. Now, once a week, they walk over with their trumpets and clarinets, and if my windows are open, the music of Mozart and Brahms spills into the streets of my Waukesha neighborhood. During one rehearsal, Hal said, "Are you up for a challenge?" and handed me an accompaniment. I opened the 8-page score, more black than white. Notes crowded every line, syncopations packed each measure. My first thought was, how will I ever play this? But week by week, we tackled a page at a time. A metronome click, click, clicked, and still we'd lose the beat and need to try again. Our goal, to play at a house party for friends and neighbors. I continued to search for musical opportunities. That's when I met another neighbor, Pat, and learned she shared my passion for age-old music. I invited her to join my Renaissance ensemble, and her talent invigorated our group. Monday mornings soon became a ritual of ancient melodies as we tooted recorders and strummed mandolins, all in preparation for that party. After several months of practice, it was time to perform. I looked forward to sharing music with an audience again. I felt jittery, though. It had been months since I had played for others. My guests sat in rows of chairs, sipping Cabernet. Many were neighbors, a county supervisor who lives across the street, a retired military veteran, a childhood friend. As my Renaissance music group prepared to play, someone asked, "What's that tall instrument?" I picked up my 3-foot bass recorder, spread my fingers wide, and puffed a few low notes. I demonstrated the reedy tones of my curved Krummhorn too, and then we played dance tunes, accompanied by a jangling tambourine. Jean floated through her set of Debussy. I played a piano arrangement. Hal and I opted out of our difficult piece. We hadn't mastered it yet, a reminder that even lifetime musicians face challenges. Hal chose Sugar Blues instead, to feature the trumpet's brassy wah-wah and gravelly growl. It turned out to be an audience favorite. We finished our last note, and then it was, "Grab a plate, everyone." As the crowd finished dinner, I brought out trays of fluffy cream puffs, sugar-dusted, sweet, and rich, like this evening of song. By 9 o'clock, conversations wound down, and guests headed home, many strolling only a few blocks. I hadn't planned to swap a school auditorium for a makeshift stage in my living room, yet here I was making music for the people in my neighborhood. Although music brought us together, the gathering itself seemed like the true gift. And playing for others made me start to feel like a performer again. Hal and I may never conquer that piece with its gazillion notes, but I realize it's not a flawless performance that matters. It's the joy in making music together and then sharing it with others. I crave more of it. And so, before Hal and Jean headed home, we brought out our calendars and scheduled a rehearsal for next week.
Nancy Jorgensen is a writer and musician from Waukesha. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton.